Welcome to Believers Academy at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. My name is Jason.
And I'm Haley. At KCM, we care about you. That's why we created this series. We are discussing how to revitalize yourself and how to stir ourselves up in the life of God that is within us.
The seventh step you need to take is to stir up the care of God for you. Here's what we mean. 2 Timothy 1, 3-4 says, "Timothy, I thank God for you. Night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers. I long to see you again, for I remember your tears as we parted." Paul's heart was touched by Timothy's problems, feelings, and fears. Day and night, Paul wrote, he prayed for Timothy, keeping in mind the young minister's tears, his hurts, and his wounds. But notice that once he said that, Paul didn't talk anymore about those hurts and tears. Nothing can cause your spirit to dry up more quickly than to become focused on hurt, feelings, persecutions, and cares, and to forget the strong, endless love of God.
And stir yourself up by keeping your mind locked onto the Word of God and your heart grounded in the confidence of your Heavenly Father's deep care for you. Your hurts and your tears, your wounds, pains, sicknesses, diseases, irritations, loneliness, burnout, weariness, and the persecutions are very, very important to Jesus. God cares about you. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Give all of your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you."
The only solution is to focus on the love of God for you, not those problems. Every other thing must bow to the authority of Jesus Christ and His desire for you to know God, including your own situations and feelings. Don't focus on those trials and tears, but concentrate on what God thinks. Focus on knowing that God Almighty, the Creator of the universe, loves you and stir up the love, care, and faith that God has put in you for others.
Amen. Are you stirred up yet? Here are some things you can do to continue to stay strong in faith toward God and His work through you. First, memorize and say frequently, "God cares about me." That's from 1 Peter 5:7.
Second, watch and be thankful for occasions that show how much God cares for you.
And third, tell others about God's care and how He will help them.
To continue your study, download the additional study document, Faith in Action.
We look forward to seeing you again at Believers Academy as we talk about one more step to stirring ourselves up in the things of the Lord. See you soon. And remember,
Jesus is Lord.